Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Marami sa ating mga Pilipino ang pumupunta dito sa Australia upang mag-aral o kaya magtrabaho. Pero ang ilan ay ginagawa ito ng sabay. Para sa ating Youth Speak segment ngayong linggo, ating aalamin ang ilan sa mga kwento ng ating mga Filipino International Working Students dito sa Australia. Ating makapanayam sina Erin Trevino at si Gia Chua. So Erin at Gia, paano kayo nagsimula makahanap ng trabaho dito sa Australia?
People my age, when you go to university, there's not really, back home, there's not an expectation for you to have work experience. Whereas the competition in terms of like prospective hirees for casual work here, they've been working since they were 14, 15, like local Australians, right? So with no work experience and coming from another country, I think I got my first gig July that same year. So a few months, and that was like your typical under the table. They pay you less than minimum wage. My first real job was September 2020. Yeah.
Well, kasi una, yun nga, nag-shooter ako, tapos nag-lifeguard ako. Tapos, nag-work ako sa restaurant. Tapos nag-lockdown. Tapos nag-work pa din ako sa restaurant, pero ibang restaurant na. Pero kasi parang yung manager ng previous restaurant, lumipat siya sa susunod na restaurant. Parang they didn't call me back, so, but the manager there was like, do you need a job? I was like, yeah, sure, okay. So she gave me a job there.
Noong mga nakaraang linggo lamang ay nagkaroon ng pagbabago sa student visa at natanggal na yung working hours restriction. Naramdaman niyo ba yung pagbabagong ito sa trabaho niyo ngayon?
So I know people who have actually been able to get more shifts because of it. In my case, no. For some reason, I'm not too sure why. It's like venue budgeting things. But this week, I haven't been given many shifts. And also, I just came from a trip abroad. So actually, from my own experience, no. But I am aware that I can do more than 40 hours per fortnight now.
Hindi, kasi ngayon, the reason why I couldn't work more than 20 hours a week is because I can only work on weekends. Yeah, because the internship was all weekday and it's like a full-time job talaga. Tapos weekend lang ako pwede. So it wasn't, I was doing 20 hours. Well, actually, parang 16 lang ata. Not because I want, that's the only, yun lang yung allowable because of my visa, but mostly because of internship.
Pagdating naman sa lifestyle, paano nyo binabalansi yung trabaho at pag-aaral?
Having work, it makes, it kind of helps you compartmentalize the time that you have. And like it gives you a better sense of like, oh, because I have this much, I have work on this day, I need to get everything done before that day. Like you have dedicated study days and you have dedicated work days. It no longer becomes like I can study every day. It like kind of forces me to get things done, but also at the same time, because of that, it limits like how much I can dedicate myself to my studies. And I don't really mind them on, because at the end of the day, like I'm of the mentality that work experience trumps getting good grades, especially as an immigrant. Employers want to know you have local experience and you can work in their environment. So I really have made it a priority to build like resume and stuff like that. And sure, studies are important, but saying here in Australia, P's make degrees, I've really been living by that lately.
Actually, meron akong like, so I actually failed the class already last time kasi parang I got too much into working.
Uh-huh.
Is it, yun yung, ha? Sorry?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So parang I kind of learned it the hard way, you know? I kind of learned it the hard way. Kasi parang ngayon, I kind of get why some people like do take less loads because they do enjoy working. And parang yun, sobrang na-enjoy ko kasi yung work ko in general. Na parang I was out of focus, I would say. I became too complacent. So parang before I knew it, like, oh no, it's too late. There's no turning back now. Bagsak na pala ako. Ganun. It wasn't that bad. Like, sa yung number grade niya, pasado. Like, it was line of six pa. Mm-hmm. Pero bagsak siya kasi meron akong major requirement na bagsak yung average. Tapos parang it was a double pass course. So, ayun.
Matanong ko lang, saan napupunta yung karamihan ng inyong kinikita? Napupunta ba ito sa tuition o sa mga iba't ibang mga pang-araw-araw na gastusin?
The way I kind of see it is like tuition, thankfully, like is covered by my parents. But like for example, food, groceries, if I want to get myself, it kind of like helps improve the quality of life, I guess, because if I want to get myself something nice, like I definitely pay out of my salary. If I want to spend a little bit more than I feel what is allotted for me based on the money I've been given, I'll take it out of like my salary, that kind of thing. At the same time, I'm also saving because I know I'll definitely need it after I graduate. But yeah, it's like expenses here and there.
Yeah, so mostly for everything daily. So we pay for our utilities, yung mga bills, transportation, and yung food. Oh, so basically, like, when my mom sends us money, it's for ano lang talaga, strictly for rent and tuition. Everything else is on us na.
Pagkatapos ninyo student visa, ano na yung sunod na hakbang para sa inyo?
In the meantime, while I kind of go off the two-year post-study visa, I think the plan is to rack up the experience points I need, like also get the miscellaneous stuff that will add an extra 5 points here, 5 points there, that kind of thing. So it's all like investing that two-year time period into finding a way to improve my chances of being able to apply for PR.
Kasi sasabihan din naman kami na ni mama na mag-chill muna like after mag-graduate ganun. Tapos yun, parang medyo stable naman kasi yung job ko right now. So if they offer me like part-time or full-time, baka I will accept. Pero I'm just gonna do it while trying to apply for an engineering job.
Yeah.
It might be tougher to find.
Iilan lamang sina Erin at Gia sa mga Filipino international students na kapwa nag-aaral at nagtatrabaho dito sa Australia. Ang mga pagbabago po sa student visa at working hours restriction ay magiging epektibo hanggang Abril ngayong taon. Para pa sa may ibang usap-usapan, opinyon at saloobin ng mga kabataan tungkol sa mga isyu ngayon, tumutok lang po sa aming programa. Ako po si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino. Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.